NIO's two priciest models, ES8 and EC7, both see wait times reduced to 3 to 4 weeks. By CNEV Post, NIO's two highest-priced models saw wait times reduced, following similar changes for the four lowest-priced models 3 days ago. NIO currently sells the ES8, ES7, ES6, EC7, EC6, ET7, ET5, and ET5 Touring, with the first five being SUVs and the last three being sedans. Starting prices for these models, including batteries, are 498,000 Chinese yuan for the ES8, 458,000 Chinese yuan for the EC7, 438,000 Chinese yuan for the ES7, 428,000 Chinese yuan for the ET7, 358,000 Chinese yuan for the EC6, 338,000 Chinese yuan for the ES6, 298,000 Chinese yuan for the ET5 Touring, and 298,000 Chinese yuan for the ET5. The latest wait time for the flagship SUV ES8 is 3 to 4 weeks, about a week shorter than the previous 4 to 5 weeks, data monitored by CNEV Post show. 3 days ago, on October 8, NIO's four lowest-priced models, the ET5, ET5 Touring, ES6, and EC6, all saw their wait time shortened to 2 to 3 weeks, when the ES8 was shortened from 5 to 6 weeks to 4 to 5 weeks. NIO's second highest priced model, the EC7, also saw wait times reduced to 3 to 4 weeks today, down from 4 to 5 weeks previously. Notably, the EC7's wait time changed from 3 to 4 weeks to 4 to 5 weeks on October 8 and was the only one to become longer at that time. Today's change means that the model's expected delivery time is back to what it was before. Wait times for the company's other models remain unchanged today, with the ET5, ET5 Touring, ES6, and EC6 all at 2 to 3 weeks, and the ET7 and ES7 both at 4 to 5 weeks. China just celebrated the National Day holiday from September 29 to October 6, and major EV companies all saw significant declines in insurance registrations last week. NIO vehicles saw 1,300 insurance registrations in China last week, according to data shared by Li Auto on Weibo yesterday. The figure was down 70.45% from 4,400 units the previous week. XPeng also saw 1,300 insurance registrations last week, down 71.11% from 4,500 the week before. Li Auto was more resilient, posting 6,900 insurance registrations last week, down 9.21% from 7,600 the week before.